Biggest show coming to town this week is brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com. Check out their show listings. All right, we have seven candidates. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which is the biggest coming to town this week. It's a pretty big week. And we start off with candidate one tomorrow night at the Winspear Opera House in downtown Dallas. Big night for Corby. Widespread panic.
Yeah, this is a big one for my buddy Stevie P. He's a big Widespread Panic fan. And I've listened to him, since hearing about him with Corby and Steve. And I like some of their stuff.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I mean, they're a jam band, but, I've come to appreciate that.
Yep.
Will there be the smell of pot anywhere?
Oh, my God.
Perhaps. Is Corby making it back for this?
Green?
I'm not sure where he is.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
Doing his Corby hippie dance, though.
All right, that's candidate one. Candidate two, Friday at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. And I know you guys diss this guy, but I love him. The comedic stylings of Bob Newhart.
Oh, boy.
Still touring.
Wasn't he the guy accused of putting drugs in women's drinks?
No.
And doing
no.
Stuff to, what old comedian was that?
Bill Cosby.
Oh.
This is Bob Newhart, who seems like, of course, I guess Bill Cosby did too at some time, the nicest guy in the world.
Interviewed by The Hardline last week.
Bob Newhart was?
Terrific wow. Interview, yes.
I booked Newhart.
Man, I bet that was great.
It was.
We've had him on too, haven't we?
I don't remember having him on.
I thought we did.
Did we?
Boy, the Hardline's been getting great guests.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking they talked to Glenn Campbell, Brian Wilson, Bob Newhart.
Yep.
All David Moore.
Icons from another age. Well, I guess not David Moore.
Bob Newhart is 85.
Wow.
God, still touring, doing his comedy.
What's that you say? No.
Okay.
I'm 85. No, ma'am. I didn't shoot 85. That's my age.
See, that's funny.
What's that? Oh, 112. Yeah, that's what I shot.
Candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week.
Reduction.
Saturday out in Palo Pinto, Texas, mm-hmm. Palo Pinto County. It's Buckets and Boots, a fundraiser featuring headliner Travis Tritt.
Yeah, this is a pretty cool event. You remember back the devastating fires of 2011 out west of here? Lance Bird and a bunch of other guys got together and they organized Buckets and Boots. And they have raised almost $400,000 over the last 3 or 4 years, and it goes to the volunteer firefighters of Palo Pinto County and some other counties, too. They gave a nice grant to the volunteer firefighters of West Texas after their disaster a couple of years ago. And they got Travis Tritt, a buddy Casey Donahue, Cody Johnson, and Hudson Moore. And it's out at the Rocker Bee Ranch in Grayford, just off of Cheney Lane. And all the profits go to the volunteer firefighters out west of here.
Were the Bird Dogs invited?
No. We have played this before. We played the first one back in, I guess it was 2011 is when we played it. It's a great event.
Not invited again.
Haven't been back since. No, not really sure why. But I'm a big believer in that cause, and it's a great thing that they do out there, so... If you're looking for something to do, that's worth the drive out there.
All right, that's candidate three. Candidate four, biggest show coming to town this week, also Saturday at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Keith Sweat and Belle Biv DeVoe.
Match made in heaven.
Hell yeah.
I like this song. No, I got it.
Oh. Sounds like we got.
No, I got
Michael
it.
Irvin. a little bit more subtle, Michael. Let's put the back of vocals a little more subtle, please.
Let's go over to the residence here.
I'm sorry?
I always thought Keith Sweat was a cool name. Not his real name, but.
always hate the lazy vocals like this.
It's a good groove, though.
Better can't speak it. Don't want to say it.
That's candidate four. Candidate five. Also, Saturday at the Windstar up in Thackerville, the comedic stylings of Steve Martin and Martin Short.
No.
Whoa!
Way.
Yes.
Really?
Together.
Together. Steve with the Steep Canyon Rangers. So he's doing his banjo bluegrass music and Martin Short accompanying him. How cool is that? Picture show, walked right up and said hello. Seemed to me like a girl in need. I'm a guy who's built for speed. You and me could have some fun, you pretty little one. And it's billed, the concert bill says, Steve Martin with the Steep Canyon Rangers and Martin Short in a very stupid concert.
Are you going?
I don't know. I would love to go.
Road trip with me?
Sure.
I'll drive.
Hells yeah.
What a hollow promise that is.
We'll get there in 30 minutes.
No, I don't want you to drive. I'll drive. I don't like it when you drive.
Saturday night?
Yeah. You want to go?
Ooh, boy, this is tempting. When was the last time we had a Junior Gordo road trip?
God, it's been a long time.
10 years ago?
Let me know
Can
if you
I bring
do
my
it.
Stepkids?
Sure.
They're over 30. I mean, not in number, but age.
Okay, I'd go if you want to go. Sure.
All right.
This would be a blast.
No I got to warn you, Sebastian has some behavioral problems.
I can handle Sebastian. All right, that's Candidate 5. Candidate 6, biggest show, also Saturday at JEXA, Tedeschi Trucks Band. You familiar with these guys?
Not. Awesome name.
Yeah, they
Tedeschi's
won the
got the trucks, man.
2012 Grammy for Best Blues Album.
Hmm.
They're playing JEXA.
It's pretty big.
They are headed up by Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks.
They eventually play a song, right?
It is tuning right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Give it a second.
Yeah, you're so impatient. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, Gordon.
This right here?
Yeah.
It's stupid. Yeah. That's what's wrong with it.
I like it.
You think we can do a twin bill, Gordo? Go see this band and Steve and Martin?
I have no interest in seeing this band when Steve Martin is on the table.
I like her voice.
Yeah, you go.
My heart was bleeding. All right, that's Candidate 6.
We'll look into them. That's not good.
Candidate 7, biggest show, Monday, Verizon, Judas Priest. And the
yes,
ticket's
sir!
Own, Rob Halford.
Yeah. I was having lunch with Five Dink Finger Death Punch.
I think I'm going.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Are you going to meet Rob?
Doubtful, yeah. But I think I am, going. With the Catman of the Americas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That was so cool talking to him. Listen to that voice. Crank that, Jer.
Has Rob Halford ever worn a C-ring?
What is that?
Yeah, what is that?
A class ring? I don't know. What school did he go to? I don't think he went to A&M.
School of Rock, George. He went to the School
That's
of
right.
Rock.
That's right.
Has he ever participated in docking?
I don't know if he's a boat owner. I don't know. I'll ask him.
He might have toured with docking at some point.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town. Is it Candidate 1, Wednesday at the Windspear, Widespread Panic? Candidate 2, Friday at Verizon, Bob Newhart? Candidate 3, Saturday out in Palo Pinto County, Buckets and Boots featuring Travis Tritt. Candidate 4, Saturday at Verizon, Keith Sweat and Belle Biv DeVoe. Candidate 5, Saturday at the Windstar, Steve Martin and Martin Short. Candidate 6, Saturday at JEXA, Tedeschi Truck Span. Or Candidate 7, Monday at Verizon, Judas Priest, George.
I vote for Buckets and Boots. Go ahead and sue me. Gosh.
I am going to sue
you.
Such
a homer.
Yep.
Gordo?
Steve Martin and Martin Short. Steve Martin Short is what they ought to go with for Short.
Sean Bass.
Steve Martin Short.
Jer.
Judas Priest.
Mm.
I thought about them.
Thank you, Jer.
Fernando.
Steve Martin.
Yeah, Steve Martin and Martin Short. 4-1. Steve and Martin, Saturday at the Windstar, biggest show.